There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Luka Doncic is playing tremendous basketball. And he's, you know, a couple days ago in the bubble, he put up 34, 20 boards. And 12 assists, becoming the youngest player ever to do that. And about a year and a half younger than Oscar Robertson, who had been the youngest player to do it. His numbers off the charts. He's averaging 29 points, 9.5 rebounds, and 8.8 assists. Only two other players in the history of the NBA have ever, and I guess technically he's not averaging 29, 9, and 9 because he's 8.8 assists. But only to put that in perspective, only two players have ever in the history of the game averaged 29, 9, and 9 at any age. Forget 20. At any age. That's Russell Westbrook and Oscar Robertson. And then if you, you know, make it 29, 8, and 8, which is, he's definitely doing that, only four players have ever done that. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Oscar Robertson, and LeBron James, of course. Luka leads the league with 16 triple-doubles. LeBron second with 13. And Rob, the thing that really, I mean, obviously his game is terrific. He's putting up ridiculous numbers. But the thing that really has me the highest on Luka, and you and I always talk about this, is he's winning. Like, he's going to get Dallas in the mighty West. Dallas into the playoffs in just his second season. And he's efficient from the field, 46%. And I believe because of the team success, and he's got Kristaps Porzingis, who is a nice player. But, you know, Kristaps was in New York, and he didn't do anything super special. I mean, he had trouble staying healthy, number one. But he's a good player. If he does stay healthy, he's nice. But outside of that, you're talking about Dwight Powell, Tim Hardaway, Maxi Kleber, Dorian Finney-Smith, Seth Curry. You know, a nondescript group around him, and yet he's going to get them into the playoffs. I'm saying what he's done so far to me, he's the best 20-year-old in the history of the game.
Yeah, I'm just not on that bandwagon. I would take LeBron James. I'm just not going to look at the numbers, and the numbers are gaudy. I'll give you that. I still just would take LeBron James at age 20. And you could look at Magic, and I know he didn't maybe put up the eye-popping numbers, but when they needed him most in a big moment and won a championship at a young age and did what he did, you could look at that as well. There are other people can look at. And the numbers, I think, are a little skewed this time around in this NBA just because of the three-point shot and the way that people play defense. I think it's easier to score now. Doesn't mean that guys aren't talented or don't deserve credit because everybody's still playing. It's not like everybody's scoring 90 points a game, but I just think it's easier. So I'm just not on that chip yet. To be able now, if he won a championship this year, would that change my mind?
I can't. Sure. Yeah, I can't see that.
I know. I'm just saying, but that would be that would be like right. Kenny Smith said that. So
what if they let's say they got to the conference finals, which again that'd be unrealistic. Not, but you know, what if you did that?
To me, it's about a champion. If he were to win a championship at 20 years old, and I think Porzingis is a little better than you're giving him.
He's better than anybody LeBron had. LeBron had a two-time All-Star and Zydrunas Ilgauskas, but
right. But Porzingis is better than that. You know what I mean? And I think that was a big thing for him because he didn't get them to the playoffs last year, right? Without him, and I get it. He was a rookie and the team wasn't that good, but this year Porzingis made a big difference for him, and it has opened him up and helped to develop him into even a bigger, better player. He's a great player. I'm just not ready to crown him anything, and that's just not who I am. I'd rather take my time, take more look at it, and then kind of compare. But he's had a tremendous season.
I don't think he'll be better than LeBron. I mean, obviously, you and I both have LeBron as the second best player ever. I don't think Doncic will get to that level, but. You know, we'll see. I mean, he's a guy that has tremendous potential. And for a guy like him, Rob, as is the case for Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, all these greats, it's going to come down to wins. I mean, and it's not just who wins the most rings, but the thing that's going to get him, if he wants to get in that stratosphere of top 10 player, top 15 player, whatever, ever, then it's going to he's going to have to win some championships. Those numbers are going to have to translate to that.
Because it always has to come down to that.
Right.
Putting up numbers. There've been a lot of bad players who've been on bad teams who put up big numbers and never won. You don't get recognized. It's like somebody has to score those points in those games, right? That's always the thing. Like somebody has to score them. They're not going to lose 115-39. You know, right, so somebody's got to account for those points and those baskets. So that's not always a telltale sign. Just putting up numbers. When you win, it shows that it matters. That you're scoring when it matters. The Russell Westbrook, for all the people who was criticizing his triple double, OKC was much better when he scored a triple double.
Right.
When he got a triple double,
they would have been blessed had he been able to get one every night.
Exactly. So the record was outstanding with the triple doubles, and that told you all you needed to know that it did matter.
I'm thinking that the next guy I want to talk about, you're putting in that boat of numbers that didn't really translate to winning, and that's Carmelo Anthony. And let me say this, Carmelo is getting major love right now. You know, Russell Westbrook has praised him. Damian Lillard has praised him. And look, he's played well in the bubble. What he did last night, he hit a huge three-pointer to in a close game. It was a dagger three with 54 seconds left to play. He blocked a three-point shot by P.J. Tucker. And in the bubble, it's only three games, but he's averaging 16 points, and he's rebounding. He had 15 and 11 boards last night. Overall, Rob, since he joined Portland, 15 points, 6 rebounds a game, 43% shooting, 32 minutes. But people are praising him. And I feel like the reason people are praising him, I mean, he's playing well, but it's also because the expectations are much lower. Like Dwight Howard, people act like Dwight Howard's, they're calling this a bounce back year. It's not a bounce back year. I mean, he's averaging like 7 points. But for him, the expectations now are nil. It's just if he's well-behaved, if he doesn't, you know, ruin the locker room and he plays with energy and fairly well, people are going to be like, hey, Dwight was great. And I think with Melo now, and I was saying this, right? Like, I got to say this, and you, I think you'll remember this. I was saying when he was out of the league and looked like he'd never get back in, he is still one of the top 60 players in the world. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but, you know, there's 30 teams in the league, so top 2 guys on each team. I was saying he's still a top 60 player. The problem is, where does he fit? If he wants to be the man, nobody wants to bring him in to be the man because he can score, but you're not going to win. So in Portland, he's accepted the role I felt he needed to accept, which is I'm a role player now. Damian and CJ are the stars. I'm after them. And he's playing great. I think he's even focusing more on the little things now that he's not, you know, looking to score 25 points a night. He's, you know, he's playing more defense. He's I mentioned the block shot. He's rebounding a little bit better. And so I think he's actually playing really good in this role. And if he can accept it, I think he can play for a few more years like this.
I also think players, it's a fraternity, and they feel bad, and so they're going. They like him. He's a part of that group. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
That's what they're going to do. I mean, I just.
But you don't. You're not like you don't think he's playing well.
No, he's playing fine. I mean, Carmelo could have been playing for the last couple of years if he was willing to accept
right.
where he was, and I think that's where. That's nobody's fault. That's Carmelo's fault. You remember when he laughed at people when they asked him about coming right. off the bench? Right, he laughed right, at people. Right. I mean that.
Yo, P, they want me to come off the bench.
No, he laughed. And then he had to go on a tour and beg to basically right. be like, I should be in the league. I'm one of the, you know what I mean? Like, it was pathetic. But he got back in. I'm happy for him. But I think he misread where he was. I think a lot of guys make that mistake. I've always said, look right. at where Grant Hill. Grant Hill was a great player, a co-rookie of the year,
easy you know, Hall of Famer.
Right, group, got hurt, and went to the bench, and had a long career in the NBA. Do you know what I mean?
Like, right, because he accepted that he was no longer a star.
He I was think not
he even
be
made
that
an
guy.
All-Star game, though, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he did.
But he wasn't the same. He wasn't even.
No,
close.
He was never the same. But I think. Allen Iverson could have played many more
no
years in the league. He could have
been like a Jamal
that.
Crawford. Or even maybe a Lou Williams. Not quite
easily.
Lou, but yeah.
But if they say play 15 to 18 minutes, you're the first option on the second unit. Put up shots. Do you know what I mean? Just do your thing.
No doubt.
He could have easily done that, but his ego got in the way as well. And I get it. When you're used to being the big dog and then all of a sudden it changes – everybody's not ready to accept that.
Right, right. Here's the million-dollar question. To me, I mean, it is a simple answer. I can't believe it's even, like, debatable. Is Carmelo Anthony a Hall of Famer? I say yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. But you don't, Rob.
No, in the Basketball Hall of Fame, he's going to get in. I mean, I don't think there's an issue about it. I think that the standards for that, and he has, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. He had a great run at Syracuse. He's going to get in.
He's won a couple of gold medalists, if not right. four. Something crazy.
If this was the NBA Hall of Fame, I don't know. I really don't know.
I know, I posted today because he is an all-time great, and I'm going to do my, I do these "you kids don't know how good so-and-so was back in the day." I'm going to do one on Bernard King. But, Rob, Carmelo Anthony's had a better career than Bernard King.
Oh, yeah.
But Bernard's a Hall of Famer.
But like I said, it's because of the Hall of Fame. You can't. Because I'm telling you, he's going to get in.
So you don't think Bernard should?
He's going to get in, but you just made the point. I think your point is that everybody gets in.
Most people just rant and rave about how good Bernard King was, and he was. But I think Carmelo Anthony's had a better career than Bernard King. I think Bernard King is fine that he's in the Hall of Fame. But I think Melo, I think, has had a better career. Chris Mullin. I think Melo's had a better career than Chris Mullin.
When I think of Carmelo's career, underachieving, never won any, like it's all negative. And I know he has numbers and put up numbers and scored. But I don't have any feel good anything about Carmelo's career in the NBA. Just nothing.
I do. I think number one, when he was a rookie, he led a Denver team that had won 17 games. He led them in his rookie year to the playoffs in the West. I know he kept going out in the first round in Denver, but they were at least a perennial playoff team. And then when he got some help with Chauncey, they went to the conference finals.
Chauncey led that team.
Well, but Melo was the leading scorer and the go-to guy. Chauncey's a great leader and point guard, no doubt, and a winner. But that's no slight on Melo that he had a great leader like Chauncey helping him get there.
When Chauncey went to the Western Conference Finals, that was his fourth year in a row that he had gone.
So you're not going to give Melo any credit? Because Melo was the go-to guy.
All I know is that when they didn't win, go look at Chauncey in the Western Conference Finals, and he didn't play well, and they didn't win. So Melo might have been the go-to guy, but Chauncey didn't play well, and they didn't win. That's all. Well, I'm not taking away from him.
Yeah, I mean, Chauncey could have played well. Maybe they still would have lost. I mean, the Lakers obviously were a good team. But I think, remember, LaMelo had the nice year in New York where he was, third in the MVP balloting. Our man Gary Washburn actually voted him MVP that kept LeBron from being the first unanimous.
People make mistakes.
Live
that one down.
But, you know, they won 54 games. They got to the second round. So 62 points in the Garden. I think that's still a record at Madison Square Garden. He didn't get close to a championship, no doubt. But I still think the dude was a great player. I mean, he was, like Eddie said, he was an elite scorer. He was a scoring machine, not Kevin Durant. Not Dirk Nowitzki, you know, not one of those guys, but I think still a Hall of Famer. But I'm interested to see what the listeners think of this one, Rob. 877-99 on Fox.
And don't have it be based on it shouldn't be because if it's based on just the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Do they really feel like he's a Hall of Famer?
His NBA career, not the gold medals,
yep.
Not the title at Syracuse. Just remove that from the equation because otherwise he's going to get in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
He was a 6-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro safety, Eric Weddle, joining the Odd Couple. Eric, what's happening, man?
What's good, man? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's great to have you on, man. How is retirement?
Man, it was good up until about March.
Right.
Holy smokes. Man, it's I had a good routine of, I'd wake up, make the kids breakfast, make them lunches for school, drop them off around 8. And then I had about a good 6-hour window to do whatever I wanted, whether it was golf, whether it was, run some errands, take a nap, and then boom, that all got taken away. And I was a glorified teacher for 4 kids with my wife.
Wow.
And it was tough, I'm not going to lie, to go from having a daily purpose every day for the last, 17 years, to then going from having no purpose outside of trying to be a great dad and a great husband. I mean, selfishly trying to move on, I got thrust in the fire real quick. So I had some rough patches, but got through it, and looking forward to some brighter days.
Eric, do you think, given the current situation, and we've seen a number of players opt out, if you were still playing, would you be interested in playing during this, or would you Or do you understand guys who rather not?
Yeah, I mean, I get that guys have unique situations for whatever reason. That's up to them individually. For me personally, I would be playing because this is a job and it provides for my family. And no matter what, I'm going to do whatever it takes to provide for them. And the reality is I played my whole career of not wanting the guy behind me to never, ever get a rep. I don't care what it was, practice, a meaningless OTA practice, to training camp. I took every rep because my biggest fear was I let that guy get a rep or I didn't push through an injury and I never saw action again. I got my job taken away and my career is done. So the reality is that you take this year off, you're taking a high probability that that guy who stepped in for you is going to take your job and you may not ever get back in the NFL again. So me personally, I would play, and if my wife and kids and they were worried or my immediate family were worried about being around me and not trusting who was what they were doing outside of the game, then I just wouldn't see him for 5 months because that's what sometimes jobs have to do. You just have to do what's best for your family, and some guys are choosing the other. But I would play, and I would get through it and treat it like any other season that I was playing, trying to be great at it.
Eric, you, of course, were in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson his rookie year. And besides just the great, you know, play he's had, both running and throwing the ball, it seems like his leadership is terrific. It seems like guys in that locker room have so much respect for him and follow him. Was that evident as soon as he kind of joined the team? Like, did you see something special about him, or did that take a while to develop?
It took some time. I mean, his rookie year, you know, I'm close with Lamar, and I love him, and I'm one of his biggest supporters. But those first OTAs and training camp, I didn't think he would play at all. Just the inconsistencies he showed to be an NFL quarterback, it was so dramatic of a difference that he had a lot of work to do, needless to say. And then he got in there mid-season when Joe went down, and the team rallied. He just brought an energy, an aura about himself that we all believed in. We just thought, man, this kid, no matter what, we give him a chance defensively, get the ball back to him, he'll make something happen, and we'll win this game. And he just, guys gravitate towards him. And so I saw that the second half of his rookie year. I saw little things, man. The guy would, an O-lineman would be on the ground, and who would be the first one to pick him up? It would be Lamar Jackson, right? Like, you just don't see that out of a quarterback. You don't see those types of things. You saw how much he worked. I mean, this guy worked before and after practice, hours, doing footwork, doing mechanics, fundamentals, throwing motion, all that first half of his rookie year. So in case he was ready, he would have to go in there. And, man, it carried over. And, golly, to take the league by storm, holy smokes, what he did last year was, I mean, I was still playing, but to know the majority of those guys, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I wasn't sitting back and had a smile on my face watching what he did, outside of him doing it to us on Monday Night Football. Holy gosh, dog.
Well, Eric, were you not surprised that's, you know, when you talk about his season and obviously what they were able to accomplish, that other players had him as the number one player in the league going into the season after the year he put together?
No, not at all. I mean, he put up arguably one of the greatest seasons ever for a quarterback. I mean, the things that he did and how well they were playing as a team and to really build the entire offense and build the team around this guy, to give him everything imaginable to make this guy have success. I mean, you just don't see it from organizations. That's why Baltimore's one of the top organizations in this league. They went outside the box. They went out and got players that fit what they wanted to be as an offense and build around Lamar. And look how great he played. I mean, you wish more teams and more coaches weren't so stubborn in their philosophy and their programs as an offense, as a team, that to build around the player, not the player build around you. I mean, it very rarely works.
Eric, last year you, of course, with the Rams, your last season of your career, disappointing season there. Do you think this will be a bounce-back year for them, or that, you know, it's just a team that kind of had their little run and now they may struggle a little bit?
No, I think they'll bounce back. I mean, you look at that last season, and we lost a couple games. Every year you look at three or four games, if you're on the right side of those games, you're 11-5, 12-4, and you're in the playoffs. And if you're on the wrong side, you're 9-7, you're looking out. And we were that team. And, that foundation with Sean and Les and the owner, it's top-notch. So I don't ever see them it bottoming out. I think they'll reload. They're going to get a lot of youth in there. Obviously, a lot of older guys have moved on. They had to make some tough decisions, but that's life in the league. But they're up front. They're honest with you. And, you know, I think they'll bounce back, man. That's a tough division, and they got to go earn it. I know the new DC, the guys like them. They like the new wrinkles that they're putting in, and I think they'll be a pleasant surprise around the league. They're not going to be a pushover that many think they are.
Real quickly, a lot of people have said Sean McVay, ever since he got undressed by Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl, hasn't been as pretty. Where are you on him? I mean, he got a lot of rave reviews early, but the Super Bowl and last year and things, is he that guy? Is he going to be a Super Bowl winning coach when he got less than a minute?
Oh, of course. This guy is a leader of men. He's accountable. Not many coaches can get up there when the bullets are flying at you and put it on themselves, right? Look in the mirror, and I tried to be like that as a player. If good, bad, or indifferent, I always put it on myself, and I'll get it fixed so my other guys can just play freely and not worry about it. And he's exactly like that. I mean, he just gets it as a coach. He gets how the players feel, how to relate to them, but he also knows how to just get into you when you need it and demand the greatness. I mean, he demands greatness out of himself, and the players follow suit. So I expect big things from him for a long time in this business, for sure.
That's Eric Weddle, former All-Pro safety in the NFL. Eric, great stuff, man. Good luck with that homeschooling this fall.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not looking forward to it, but I'll try to be great at it.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate the time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And one of Cam Newton's former teammates made an interesting comment. Defensive tackle Kyle Love, he played for the Patriots for 3 seasons, and then he played 6 seasons with the Panthers. Here's what he told the Boston Herald. He said he's worried about Cam Newton and how he's going to handle Bill Belichick's coaching style. This is what he said. This is just my opinion, but I don't feel like Cam can take the pressure of coaches talking down about his play. If he had a bad game in Carolina, the coaching staff wouldn't say much to him because they may have felt he could be a little frail about it or maybe pout. They never really corrected to the point Bill used to correct Tom. Bill's going to be Bill, and he's going to let Cam know how he feels no matter what. Everybody is treated equal, and I actually love that about Bill because that let the whole team know you're going to be held accountable. Rob, what do you think? You think this could be a problem or an issue up there?
No, I don't. I think he knows what he signed up for. I think some of that stuff is overblown. I mean, the guy was a MVP in the league. And you know what? You handle people differently. Everybody can't. Some of the best coaches you ever talk to say you can't treat everybody the same. Everybody's not the same. Some people you have to coddle. Some people you have to crack the whip. Some people, you know, you have to know how to manage and massage. I think both people in this situation understand where Cam's coming from, a guy who's been hurt the last couple of years, haven't been the guy that he was when he was an MVP and one of the most dynamic players in the league. And Bill Belichick is looking to do something different. Tom Brady, who he's used to, is not going to be there. So I think there's give and take on both sides. I'm not saying that Bill's going to totally change the way he's coached, but he's not dealing with Tom Brady, who's had a lot of success and things have worked out. It's easy to take criticism when things are working. So I don't. I think Cam understood that when you join a team like the Patriots that's had a lot of success and have a coach like Bill Belichick, you understand this is going to be different, and I think he'll have to adjust. So I think there'll be adjustments on both sides. I see this as a non-issue. I don't believe Cam's going to go to New England and then go, no, this is what we did in Carolina. Don't talk mean to me. I'm not going to play. I just find that to be mind-boggling to think that that is how that's going to play out.
Yeah, I've always said that New England is the San Antonio Spurs of the NFL and vice versa. And Greg Popovich, similar to Bill Belichick, would jump on players, and like Tom Brady, Tim Duncan, the superstar there, would take it. He would let Belichick or Popovich, you know, coach him, yell at him, whatever, and everyone else would see that, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, so on and so forth, and they would fall in line because you're seeing the superstar criticized like that. But a lot of players have not liked that, Rob, to your point. I mean, you saw Steven Jackson, you know, didn't really like it. Steve Smith didn't really like it. And Kawhi, you know, Kawhi didn't like it. And it cost, I think his relationship with Popovich is fine, but the way he just didn't want to fall in line with the way things had gone before, and it cost them a great player and more chances at winning championships. Here, I think that Cam has obviously, now I know he's, you know, talked a lot of stuff and he's had his Instagram post about the lion is about to roar and all that stuff, but he's human. And I think he's been humbled, and probably the first time in his life as a football player, he was unwanted. He had no place to go. In some ways, even though he clearly deserved to be in the league, he's fortunate to be in the league. And so I think that he will, I think, like you said, you know what type of coach Belichick is. I'm sure he did his homework and maybe talked to players. And I think he will be able to take it. I think the best thing for him would be to humble himself. Like I said, he's been humble, but just take it. Coaching, it's good to take coaching. Michael Jordan took coaching, and it ended up helping him get 6 championships. I mentioned Tom Brady, 6 championships. Tim Duncan, 5 championships. You know, and you don't have to let somebody disrespect you as a man. I don't know that it gets to that level with Belichick. And if it does, of course, you stand up. But if it's just hard coaching you like everybody else, you should be able to take that. And I think the rewards for Cam could be great, because I think the way Belichick will coach him, I think will help him. I think he'll excel. You know, I've been saying this for months. I think he'll excel there. I think he'll have a great season, and he'll either re-sign with the Patriots at bigger money or go elsewhere, having proven himself, and get a big contract. So I think Cam hopefully counted up the cost. And if it means taking a little harsher coaching than you're used to, so be it. You know, he's a man. He can take it. Somebody, you know, yelling something or being critical, I mean, that's a part of life. You know, that's a part of life. And so I think that Cam will be fine, but I think he should be of the mindset that, you know, if he coaches me hard, then that's fine. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I guess the player was asked, so I guess he wanted to give his point of view, considering he was at both places.
It's a good quote. Yeah, I mean, given what he saw, I like it.
He did say it was his opinion, which he prefaced it with, which is fine, because I don't know how you really know if it's going to be the same. I don't know. I'm from the school and of you need to massage everybody. I hear that being treated the same way. Everybody's not the same. It's just, it doesn't work for everybody. And I think sometimes coaches have made those mistakes where they've lost people and haven't gotten the best out of people because they think that that's, people understand that. I think even the other teammates, they understand that's not what's going to motivate somebody. And maybe Bill Belichick has also done his homework and understands what motivates Cam and what works with Cam. That's what I'd like to see. So I think there's a give and take on both sides, and they wouldn't have gone into this marriage without at least looking into it.
Because
if you go into the my way or the highway on either side, then it's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, that's how Belichick's been, apparently. And it's gotten him 6 Super Bowl rings, 9 appearances. I think that most of the time when coaches treat guys differently, now you saw Phil Jackson treated Dennis Rodman differently. And Rodman was eccentric, even more so, obviously, than Cam Newton. But Cam has some of that in him. But a lot of times you see coaches do that with the superstars. And at this point, Cam is not a superstar. Now, he may return to that form, but I think he has the most to lose in this. Because I think Belichick, if he has to, he'll go with Jarrett Stidham. And, you know, Cam, if he wants to stay in the league, I think he needs to, you know, do what he needs to do to have a great season. And if that means, you know, if he has to change and be able to respond to that type of coaching, then so be it. I mean, again, as long as it doesn't get disrespectful, but if it's just, you know, coaching you as hard as he coaches everybody else, I do think he needs to adjust to that.
I
think he's in a place where he needs to. Because if this goes south and just doesn't work out for whatever reason, but say that's a big part of it, like he doesn't play well there, he doesn't take the coaching well or whatever, it would be interesting to see what kind of shot Cam would get next.
The coaching aspect for Cam, I just think he has to be healthy. I really don't believe it's a coaching situation with Cam. He just has been injured the last couple of years, and it's hard to play. I don't care what the coaches are asking you to do if you're not healthy enough to play. So if he's finally healthy, I'm not worried about the coaching aspect of it whatsoever. If he's not healthy, then he's not going to succeed, and it's going to be a disaster in New England. So to me, I'm only looking at it from the standpoint of – Is Cam healthy? I've seen that guy when he's healthy, and he's a hell of a player. He's not an old man. He's not washed up. He was injured. So if he's healthy, I think Bill Belichick will know how to use him. I think Cam will know how to play. And I've seen Cam up in Foxborough put it on the Patriots a couple times too. He's played well in that building.
Yeah.
So I just think that's a good sign, and I think that's why it's a fit.
Well, I agree that health is the number one factor. And if he's healthy, he'll play well, and there probably won't be a lot to yell at him about. Although, there'll be something, because he found stuff to yell at Tom Brady about, apparently. So he'll find stuff with Cam Newton. But I do agree that the health is the number one factor. I think they're going to, you know, assuming he looks good in training camp, and if he looks like the guy that they're going to go with, I think they're going to form the offense around him, just like Josh McDaniels did with Tim Tebow in Denver. And it was successful to whatever degree it could be with Tebow. I mean, they got to the playoffs. And so I think that they will have the offense that is right for Cam. I've been saying this. I thought they should have signed him long before they did. They did sign him. I think they get to the playoffs with Cam. Now, they do have a lot of guys out. Dante Hightower and you know, they're missing some other players, Patrick Chung. But I still think they'll be able to be a good team. And I do agree that I think Cam, I don't think it'll be an issue. I don't think it'll be an issue. But I think Cam will probably get coached harder than he ever has. But I think that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with hard coaching within limitation. And as long as Belichick doesn't cross the line, then I think Cam will take it. I think he counted up the cost. I think he's been humbled a bit. And I think he knows that the best thing he can do is go out there and have a great season. And I think he's definitely intent on doing that. It's all that stuff he talked on Instagram, the lines about the roar and everything, I think he's coming out ready to do damage.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.